Welcome to Train Hot Dog, the podcast where I talk to myself on a train. Today's episode, we're going to be figuring out what the average salary is for a party clown in Sedona, Arizona. But first, rider mail. So, pause while I find the rider mail. Alright, here's a rider mail from the 619 area code. That's San Diego, I believe. There's no transcript, so I'm just going to play it. I bet you won't be able to hear the message when I play the message. Huh. That was an interesting message. Was there another one? I feel like there was another rider mail that I lost track of somewhere. Ah, yes, this rider writes, "Finally, a guest who knows the local botany of the Bay Area. P.S. Soap plant can be eaten if the root is baked. It's like a bland onion." That sounds delicious. Although Ifra wouldn't think so, she hates onions. But yes, I will pass on that message to her. Thank you, writer. All right, let's get right into it. Clown salary, Sedona. Clown salary, schmoop.com, careers. Average salary, $36,000. Expected lifetime earnings, $1.5 million. Oh man, those clowns are, in aggregate, millionaires. The money you could make as a really good clown is no laughing matter. Or it could be a joke if you're not that good or don't know how to market yourself. The range of a potential income for a clown is great, depending on... this range thinks it's so great. Depending on skill and experience, as well as your geographical location. Clowns working in affluent areas make a lot more money than those trying to eke out a living in places where everyone's broke. Although those folks could probably use a laugh more than the rest. That's a really good point. Also, living expenses, it doesn't say this, but like living expenses in the affluent areas are also going to be higher. For newbie clowns with no experience and no formal training, pay is low. You could earn everywhere from $15 to $50 an hour for festivals, store openings, birthday parties, depending on the going rate for performers and entertainers in your area. Being on novelty may help. Go to clown college, get some experience, and your rate goes up. You'll be making between $100 and $200 an hour. If you're popular and book a couple parties or events a day, that's not too shabby. Private dinners and exclusive parties can be in the thousands if you're in a wealthy area. That means a typical moderately successful clown salary is about $36,000 a year. Considering the high cost of face paint and Doc Martin clown shoes, not too funny. But don't forget about the circus. A small circus clown only earns similar to what an inexperienced party clown does, with the exception of having room and board paid for. Bigger circuses can pay a range between $500 and $1,000 a show, depending on how big the circus is. Top range for a featured clown in a big production is thousands a day, depending on the contract. It's not funny getting sick, which is why, thankfully, the World Clown Association and World Clown Coalition offer health insurance packages for individual clowns who join their alliance. Those that work under the Big Top get their insurance paid for by the circus, not peanuts. Someone really tried really hard to put jokes in this. Clown salary in California, $39,000. Okay, there's a search form. There's a search form here. Sedona, Arizona. Clown in Sedona, Arizona, $36,000. Average clown salaries for job postings in Sedona, Arizona are 2% lower than clown salaries for job postings nationwide. Oh, for comparison, average salary of jobs with related titles, pet house sitter in Sedona, Arizona, $60,000. Face painter in there, Sedona, Arizona, 34,000. Cashier hiring event in Sedona, Arizona, 22,000. Healthcare sales representative in Sedona, Arizona, 32,000. Account coordinator in Sedona, Arizona, 30,000. Now, I'm wondering if this is just making up a number. So I'm just going to change the city name to gibberish and see if it errors out. I'm going to change it to Zizzy, Arizona. Zizzy, Alizona. Your salary. Oh, man. Yeah. Okay, it doesn't actually... So it says average salary of jobs mentioned in your search, clown 36,000. It doesn't say clown in Zizzy, Arizona, so it's not actually the same result. I think it actually did know something about Sedona. We'll try to corroborate this. Clown salary, indeed.com. Oh, that's what I was just looking at. Clown inside jobs. What do clowns do? Clowns are entertainers, armed with costumes, props, and a sense of humor. They're paid to perform in front of audiences, either by themselves or with other clowns. That's beautiful. Forget the stage shirts, ties, slack skirts, and blouses. Instead, how about giant shoes, face paint, a fluorescent wig, a bow tie, suspenders, and a big red nose? It's not your typical corporate uniform, but that's what you wear to work when you're a clown. Although your pink hair and polka-dotted pants probably wouldn't go over too well in a traditional office, they go over perfectly at theaters, arenas, rodeos, amusement parks, and parties, and of course circuses, all of which are classic clown cubicles. Oh man, these clown job writers, who are writing the State of the Clown Union, really feel the need to put gags in their prose. No matter where your, quote, office is, your job is to entertain people through your act called a gag. I don't want to be gagged at my parties. Which is a rehearsed routine that might include any or all of the following components. Jokes, juggling, balloon art, miming, magic tricks, animal stunts, impersonations, pranks, and visual puns. Really, what you do depends on what type of clown you are. If you're a white-faced clown, for instance, you're considered the head clown in a troupe, which entitles you to direct the gag as chief troublemaker. But if you're an August clown, on the other hand, you're the butt of the joke. White-faced clowns throw the pie in the face. August clowns take it. Meanwhile, if you're a character clown, you play an exaggerated character like a cowboy, baker, housewife, or hobo. It's simple. White-faced, August, or character, performing freelance at birthday parties full-time at the circus, your job is quite literally clowning around. Should I be a clown? You should have a high school degree or higher and share these. Really? You need to have a high school degree. What do you learn in your senior year of high school that you need to become a clown? High achiever. You love the challenge of tackling difficult work. Persistent. You keep pushing through even when faced with tough obstacles. Team player. You're able to listen, communicate, and work with tons of different people. How to earn passive income from live performance art. StevePavlina.com. Where have I heard that name? Recently, I attended the Winnipeg Fringe Festival, which is a festival of theatrical shows. This one included 30 venues with rotating shows running 12 hours per day. I managed to see 25 plays in 5 days, including musical comedies, murder mysteries, clown shows, acrobatics, performance poetry, and more. I was very impressed with the talent of various performers who obviously worked hard to hone their skills. While watching some of these shows, I pondered the ephemeral nature of each performance. For an hour or two, we enjoy a delightful experience together, and then it ends. While the same play can be performed repeatedly, no two performances are quite the same. Once the show is over, it's gone forever, never to be seen again. This makes live theater a special and unique thing to behold. Making money from performance art. Consider how the actors in these plays make money. Suppose a play gets 100 people attending each performance, and suppose the troupe averages about $8 per audience member per performance and take-home pay. That's $800 per performance, and 7 performances per show at a festival. That means a troupe can earn over $5,000 for a 10-day festival. Some performers also generate income from back-of-the-room sales after their shows with CDs, T-shirts, etc. A very popular show that sells out can take in $20,000 during a single festival. For a one-person show, the sole performer gets the full amount, but for larger troops, this may be divided into many slices. Solo shows often sell out if the show is really good, so it's possible to earn over $100,000 a year during theatrical festivals in different cities for a few months each year. I doubt most fringe performers earn that much, but those who are really dedicated can certainly do so. Whether there are 10 people or 200 people in the audience, the actors must work just as hard. Their income depends not on the time they invest in each performance, but on the number of people who pay to see them. If they can get 10 times as many people into seats, they can earn 10 times as much money for the same amount of stage time. Okay, where's the part about passive income? To make your creative work even more passive, put it into permanent form such... Okay, yeah. Record it. You could have just said that. The blog post could have been two words. Arizona Cardinals need to cut Darryl Washington now. Enough is enough with this clown. Is Zin worth it? The Fitnessista. Sedona Yoga Festival. Milan Marinkovic honors wife's dying request with... Okay, I'm clicking on that. Vaginal tombstone etching. Video not safe for work. Oh, it's loading. Oh, believe me, it's loading. When Milan Marinkovic's wife Melina died 3 years ago, she left him a very personal request for him to fulfill. She wanted a stonemason to engrave a replica of her private parts on the tombstone. Her intention was a rather public display for the privates was simple. She wanted to ensure that Marinkovic, a resident of Belgrade, Serbia, never looked at another woman, according to The Sun. I don't want you chasing other women. This way you will always remember me, she said, in a letter explaining her bizarre last request, according to the Austrian Times. Making the request was one thing, fulfilling it was another. Although Mylena left detailed instructions, including photos of her sex organ to ensure complete accuracy, her husband had a rocky time finding a stonecutter who would agree to the request. Most of these told him the request was blasphemous, according to Newsfix Now. Despite the struggle, Marinkovic recently found a mason of his own with a titillating tombstone engraving, and the results are on display at the cemetery. Now it's finished, and I love it, and it's a really good likeness, he told the Austrian Times. This way, a part of her will always be with me. Although people have seen Milan's lady likeness, most can't tell what it is. Milan told the son that his brother-in-law asked why the bird on the tombstone had such a large beak. I couldn't help but laugh, he said. Yeah, there's no photo here. There is a video, but I'm not going to play it. Let's see if we can find information on Sedona. Yeah, okay. Average salary located for Sedona, Arizona. General manager, $49,000 a year. Licensed practitioner nurse, LPN. Two salaries. Wait, you have to work two jobs to do this? $40,000 a year. Average salary of job matching your service in Arizona, $57,000. Yeah. So, clown. Party clown. What about party clown specifically? Party clown. Party clown in Southern Arizona, $50,000. Oh, that's way more than just a regular clown. And the face painter is $34,000. All right, what about party clown without a location? $51,000. Oh man, party clowns in Sedona, Arizona, they're getting below average. And let's make the comparison just for completeness. Party clown in Zizzy, Arizona. Yeah, 51,000. So that's the national rate. Why do party clowns make more regular clowns. I suspect, in part, this is because circus clowns get free room and board, and their salaries are commensurately less. No laughing matter, clowns are on the decline. Oh, that's a very sad clown. There's a serious issue looming for service children's parties and swim shorties that threatens to make the red-nosed buffoons an endangered species. The largest U.S. trade group for clowns, the World Clown Association, tells the New York Daily News that its membership has plunged by almost one-third, hitting 2,500 members, down from 3,500 a decade ago. Most of the group's members are over 40. Many older clowns are passing away, the organization said. Clowning has some major image issues to deal with, thanks to Stephen King's It and serial killer John Wayne Gacy, who have performed as Pogo the Clown. And then there's the pay. While top performance at Cirque du Soleil can earn as much as $200,000, a typical clown may be pulling as little as $15 an hour at children's parties. Working from gig to gig might not appeal to 20-somethings who have college loans to pay off, although street performing and other gigs can end up being fairly lucrative. For me, I always had a high profit margin, Brad Reason, a graduate of the Ringling Brothers and Barlow and Bailey Clown College, wrote in Reddit Ask Me Anything forum in 2012. Well, that's their source. That's CBS News' source is Reddit. The most I've been paid to be a clown is $200 an hour. There's not much data available on clown salaries, with Glassdoor offering one data point for a Ringling Brothers and Barnum and Bailey clown. The range was $85,000 to $92,000. Rodeo clowns, a subset of jokesters who distract bulls so riders can get away from them, earn about $51,000 a year. The World Clown Association and Feld Entertainment, and the production company that operates the Ringling Brothers and Barnum and Bailey Circus, didn't immediately return email's secret comment. But there's also a major shift within the clowning industry. Once, clowns were clearly identified with their frizzy, colorful wigs and face makeup, but many of today's best-known and top-earning clowns eschew the loud get-ups in favor of more tastefully silly touches. Take Barry Lubin, who earned legions of fans for Grandma, his gray-haired old lady clown, who never failed to get a big laugh at the Big Apple Circus. Grandma preferred a house dress, sensible shoes, and a small red nose in which to undertake her silly antics. Lubin, who retired Grandma in 2012, was one of the clown world's top performers. He and other top clowns helped break the creepy clown mold, like Bill Irwin, who may be better known to kids and younger adults as Mr. Noodle from Sesame Street. The punchline is that clowning industry has raised the bar, which makes for more interesting performances, but also means employers have higher standards, the Daily News notes. The clown, in its original form, is done and dead, noted Reason on Reddit. The clown image is horribly outdated. Not only that, it's tarnished by childhood horror, too. No, they're not going on about childhood horrors. No, here's reading the comments. This sort is just caused by too many clowns going into politics instead of the circus these days. This clown doesn't get why you're scared of him. There we go. Boswick the clown doesn't understand why adults are so scared of him. Among the indignities the clown routinely endures, the theft of his Ralph Wiggum antenna, topper Bailey registered. Until a few weeks earlier, a foam miniature of the imbecilic Simpsons character, Mid-Nose Pick, had crowned the antenna of the clown's Toyota Yaris. Then some jokester had taken it, and now the car, although small and red and still hinting at foolishness, was missing the final finial touch. It says finial. That nudged it into the clown car territory. I'm looking up finial. Is that a real word? Is that a real word or is that a typo? I feel like I'm calling this guy Scrabble Play. It's also taking forever to load this page. Well, that's all the time we have waiting for this train hot dog page to load. No, that's trick. That trick didn't work. I thought it would just make it load immediately. Finial. Finial. Maybe if I say it enough, it'll become a word. Finial, a distinctive ornament at the apex of a roof, pinnacle, canopy, or similar structure. That's totally exactly what that guy meant to write. That's amazing. I'm so pleased. Not that there was any mistaking its owner's occupation as he stood behind the Yaris in the parking lot at Open Vallejo, north of San Francisco, on a mild evening not too long ago. He wore a black top hat encircled by a purple ribbon, and a spritz of graying hair frizzed from under the brim. His nose was red, face had an ochre tint, his cheeks were rouged, his eyelashes mascaraed, his lower lip underscored with black grease paint, the sleeves were polka-dotted. Okay, get to the part where people are scared of him. It is an occupational injury, but a wound of honor, too. Anyone can throw on makeup and pull themselves a clown, but you're willing to go through what it takes to really become one and bear the... His right index finger was torqued leftwards from tying tens of thousands of balloon animals. Occupational injury. Two couples and their trainees were walking past, giggling, and one of the men was speaking. Hello, sir. The man just retrieved a woman and had his arm around and said, she'd like a hug. The woman shrieked, recoiling, as her boyfriend tried pulling her towards the clown. Oh, I hate clowns, the clown said in a falsetto pantomime, waving his hands above the air in mock panic. Ah, they're scary. Ah, how do you think I feel when I look in the mirror? The couples laughed, and the clown did too, but he didn't really think it was funny. The whole scary clown thing had gotten out of hand. Clowns now live in a world where everyone seems to hate them, or profess to do so. One of the remarks the clown hears most often while driving, someone in another car yelling, the words always the same, fucking clown. It surprises and dismays him every town. Time. Well. Reveal station say, Dublin passenger train. One day earlier, Boswick, as the clown is known, stood in the office floor below his apartment in the Inner Sunset neighborhood on the south side of Golden Gate Park. He wore jeans and running shoes and an unbuttoned plaid shirt over the black t-shirt. Small patches of floor were visible. Okay, I keep reading this, but, like, the trip is over. I need to, like, shut down. Why don't you guys, like, look this up? It's pretty interesting article so far. In New York Magazine, Fears of Boswick the Clown. Go read it, I guess. I'll probably do so myself. All right, this has been Train Hot Dog. I will talk to you guys next week.